I can't understand how Yahushua went ahead and delayed the war, knowing that Moshe Rabbeinu did. The Marzu says that Yahushua knew. Yahushua said that Moshe himself should have delayed. What is that? What does that mean? Yahushua says Moshe Rabbeinu should have delayed himself so he could have lived longer. What's the pshat?
Okay, I'll tell you a secret.
Yeah.
That was written many, many years ago. I don't remember.
Okay. All right. Yashikayach.
I don't remember offhand without looking inside. The volume, this is Torah Bamidbar.
Yeah, and then Midbar. Beginning of Matos, yeah.
The Midbar was written over 20 years ago.
Wow.
So, that's before I came to Miami. I'm pretty sure think so. Devarim might have been written in Miami. I'm not sure, but I think Bamidbar was written in Israel still. So, I don't remember. Vaguely remember some shmooze, but I don't remember. Not enough to discuss it without looking. I have a chiddush. It's not in your question, but it's in we'll wait for people to show up. There was a big gadol in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rav Nosson Shulman that we used to go to. He was a very brilliant person, very unusual gadol. He was Rav Mordechai Shulman's son, who was with the Rav Isaac Scherer's grandson, the Halter's great grandson. He was one of the Rashivas at Salbaka, whatever. Okay, anyway, interesting. Those who know George Lentz, George Lentz was very close with him. Anyway, so he once told me, he says, one of the pitfalls of being by him, all right, he was under the Gadol, but he says, a pitfall of being a Gadol is people ask him all kinds of questions that he knows nothing about. And people just assume that he knows the answer. And then when he says, I don't want to answer, I don't know, they start nudging him. Come on, tell me, yeah. You tell us the answer. Like, should I go do this medical procedure or not? I don't know. They start pressuring him and, should I do this business? Should they do this business? So he says, after a while, everyone starts pressuring you that, of course, you have Das Taira, of course, then you actually begin to think, some of you do know. everyone has Gaiva. And especially everyone's telling you that you know. So, Mistama, you know. So, be able to get up and say, I don't know. Even though everyone thinks I know, I don't know. He says it's not so easy. Anyway, okay, I don't have that problem, but I just related to the thing. I don't know the schmooze. But he was talking about other things, that people go to Gedolim and they ask him advice for everything under the sun. And God says, I don't know. It's not my field. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about business. How can I give you business advice? And he said, it's one of the hardest things of being a gadol is to be able to say, I don't know. It's an interesting to hear. He says, it's a very hard nisayon because no one likes to say you don't know. And psychologically, everyone's pushing you. And Mistama, deep down, Mistama, I do know, it's common sense. I have common sense. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to our sugya. So we were on the verge of, I think, of a tremendous finish. I think we're on the verge of a tremendous finish. That's what I think. It might only be true in the Shef Shemaitza. I don't know. Other shittas might have to give other terutzim. But the truth is, the main problem is only on the Shef Shemaitza. So, what was our problem again? Our problem is we're trying to figure out Taisus's Havamina. I don't know if it's a Havamina, but Taisus is more than a Havamina. It's at least a Havamina. Taisus starts out, there are three steps in Taisus and Baba Kama, in our Taisus. First step is he brings a raya from the Gemara in Bamitziah Daf Kuf, that Simchus agrees to Muksik. Simchus only argues when there's a Marikama. Then he jibes that in our sugya by saying that our sugya goes, if it would go like Rabbi Yishmael, so then it wouldn't work because then there's a Muksik in our sugya. And so Simchus would agree because Simchus also holds you go Basar Muksik. But if you learn like Rabbi Akiva, then there's no mukzah because the shayla is on the animal. You can say the animal is only the agam, and therefore the there would be a raya to and that would therefore our suga can jibe with the suga in Bamitzia Davkov. However, he says that the Gemara before on Daf Lamed Hey is mashma that Sumchis argues also by a muksik too. So he doesn't seem to reconcile. What do we do with this tira between the Gemara in Bamitzia Davkov and the Gemara in Lamed Hey? Seems just to leave that as a question. And therefore, at the end of the day, what does Taifas hold? Is Sumchis only by a Muksik, argues only by Marikama, or Sumchis also argues by a Muksik? Taifas doesn't really tell us. He leaves it like a mysterious and mashmos and unclear. But at least in the beginning of Taifas, Taifas was under the impression that Sumchis is only arguing by Marikama. He's not arguing by Muksik. And you could say that our case is a case where there's only a Marikama, not a Muksik. And that's why Sumchis disagrees. So according to that, when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Zu divrei Sumchis, Damar Mamra Mutasav Echokim, Ava Chomim Ha'imrim Zeklav Vodo B'din Amot Kaveh Varaya, they're obviously referring to Marikama, because Muksik, they can't say Zekhla Goda Bedin, Hamod Mechavev Arayin, you follow Muksik, for two reasons. First of all, there is no Muksik here. It's not relevant. And if there would have been a Muksik, then there are Bana with it, then Sumchis would agree. You can't argue with Sumchis. You say, Zekhla, this is Divrei Sumchis, Abba Achamim Aymrim. The Sumchis also says, Hamod Mechavev Arayin, and you follow a Muksik. So you have to say, I think it's 100% mukhrach. I'm under the impression, until I see someone who says not like that. You know, sometimes you see a lot of funny things and that you're wrong, but seemingly it seems pretty mukhrach that according to Tavis's first draft, when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Zu devrei sumchis, but the Chomrim say, Amot mavei v'raya, means Amot mechavero ola v'raya, and you follow the Marikama. Right? It can't mean you follow the Muksik, because Sumchis, there's two reasons. One is because Sumchis would agree. So it's not Zu Devrei Sumchis. Sumchis also agrees when there's a Muksik. And second, well, this case doesn't have a Muksik, because we're going in Rabbi Akiva, Yuchlan Ashor, right? So that seems pretty pashut. So then, and now it says, Ava Chomim Amrim Zeklau Golda B'din. Hamod Mehavim Arayi. Now, the Gemara says, what does he mean to say, Zeklau Golda B'din? That even when there's a right, so Pashup Shat would be that what it means is that the Rabbanan say that that a Marikama beats a right. Okay. That would be Pashat. The case that the Gemara brings was the case of Rav and Shmuel, where we're talking about Muksik. Okay, so that's maybe not so terrible. You'd say that the case of Rav and Shmuel was by Muksik, but the Gemara is using that as a springboard that who would then you could have the same shaita by Marikama, even though that itself is somewhat daichik, because after all, Muksik and Marikama are not equal. Sumchis holds of Muksik and doesn't hold of Marikama, but okay, maybe.
Again, we'd be the diacrit from the fact he said Zek Klal Gadol. What's he coming to include? We're saying he's coming to include.
No, I'm saying, but the Gemara, when the Gemara brings, like, says it's me, Shmuel, is a little funny, because the Gemara, Shmuel, was talking about a rub against a muksik. But okay. But so the simple shot in the Gemara, in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel was saying, Zu Divrei Sumchis, Avachamim Aymrim Zek Klal Gadol B'din, that we go Basar Marikama. And he said, Zeklau Gadol, And he says, Zek Klal Gadol, to tell us that we even go Basar Marikama against a right. That would be Pashup Shat. I don't know. It wouldn't be so nice, because how do they bring a right from Shmuel? But, maybe B'diyevet, I don't know if I would learn, lose so much sleep. The problem is that I believe, assuming that we saw the Shev Shemaitza, and this is what makes the problem really difficult, is the Shev Shemaitza group asked the Kasha, what's Shmuel's Svara? Why does Shmuel say that a Muktzik beats a Reif? I Ruba V'chazaka Ruba Adif. And the Shev Shemaitza says that the reason is because Muktzik is in the present. And he's Gupa saying that to explain why Muktzik is better than Amarikama. So it's pretty befairish in the Shev Shemaitza. I think he says it befairish, that even Shmuel that says, Ein Okim Amen Acharoiv, that's only when there's a Muktzik. Because Muktzik is in the present, so it's better than a regular chazaka. But a marikama, which is just a plain, ordinary chazaka, so then it's a chazaka in the past. So then Shmuel would also agree that Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adit, and Roy beats a marikama. Right? I think the Shev Shemaitza pretty much says that. Right? I think he said that beferish. So that means that when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, Zek Klal Gadol, to tell me that even when there's a Rav, the Motz Chaveiro Olav Araya wins, he's referring to the Motz Mechaveiro Olav Araya of a Muktzik. In other words, apparently the phrase Motz Mechaveiro Olav Araya can be utilized to discuss a Muktzik and can be utilized to discuss a Marikama. Okay, that's also funny, but what can you do? Maybe it needs Hasbro. Sometimes you find that the same phrase is used for different things. Okay. So when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Zek Klal Gadol B'Din Amot Chaveiro Olav Araya, he means Zek Klal Gadol B'Din, that a Muktzik beats a Reif. So the Pliya Atzuma, it doesn't jibe with the Shev Shemaitza reading of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, does not jibe with Taisus. As you say, he's arguing with Taisus. I know. In other words, Taisus is saying that Sumchus agrees by Muktzik. So when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Din, the Achamim say, Amot Mechaveiro Olav Araya, they meant Marikama, not Muktzik. And then when you add the word Zeh Klal Gadol B'Din, you're saying, but a Muktzik beats a Reif. Who's talking about a Muktzik? We're talking about Marikama, right? You're not on the topic. Rabbanan Simchas also agrees to Muktzik. The whole Zel Divrei Simchas Aval Chamim Aymrim is discussing Marikama. And then what are you doing saying? But Marikama, it even beats a Reif. Now Marikama doesn't beat a Reif. Oh well, Muktzik beats a Reif. Well, Muktzik man Dakar Shmei. Muktzik is not connected to the machlokes of Simchas and Rabbanan. The way we asked the question yesterday, we would assume pashtas and minimize the machlokes. Simchas Rabbanan only argue by Marikama. They don't argue by Muktzik. So even Simchas would agree that Muktzik beats a Reif. Because why should we make a machlokes between Simchas and Rabbanan in Muktzik if they're only arguing in Marikama? So what in the world is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel saying? Zu divrei Simchas. But Rabbanan hold the Marikama. And you say Zek Klal Gadol B'Din to say also that Muktzik, which is not what it beats right. And it doesn't, are we talking about Marikama? We talk about Muktzik. You can't talk one simultaneously one half of the phrase about one and one half of the phrase about the other. If you want to tell me you're talking about both, and everything applies to both. Okay, that I could hear. You know, zu de rei sumchis, but rabbanan zem lo chaver v'raya, which is a catch-all to mean muktzig and marikama, and the chiddush is marikama, and then you say, and both together also beats a raiv. Okay, maybe. But to say that Zukla got the din that Amotka Vebraya mainly means Marikama, because Sumchis agrees to Muxik, and Zekla Goda is going on Muxik. It just doesn't read. Doesn't seem possible. That was a question that we asked yesterday. And is that okay? Are we on board? If people want clarity? Everyone's too embarrassed to say that.
Rebbe, can Rebbe say it one more time? I don't follow.
Oh, here we got a Navarik or Musar thing. Okay, we're saying like this. The words Amos of Evaraya apparently are ambiguous. They could refer to Muxik. They could refer to Marikama. They could refer to both. Apparently they're an ambiguous phrase in Shas. So when Rabbi Yehuda says zu divrei sumchis, avachomim oimrim, leaving out zeklal gadol b'din, just the words avachomim oimrim amotkav evaraya. According to Tavis's first shot, what did he mean when he says avachomim oimrim amotkav evaraya? Did he mean muktzik or he meant marikama? So he obviously meant marikama because Tavis says that even sumchis agrees to muktzik. So there would be no point to say zu divrei sumchis. But the Chachamim say Muktzik, and the Sumchis also says Muktzik. So when he's saying that the Chachamim disagree with Sumchis, he would have to mean that the Chachamim are disagreeing in Sumchis and they hold up Marikama. So when those words in Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Sumchis, Ava Chachamim Oimrim, I'm skipping Zeklav Gadol B'Din, Hamot Kaveh Varaya, that has to mean Marikama, right? So far, okay? Yes. Now, comes along, he uses these extra words, Zeklav Gadol B'Din. So the Gemara wants to know, why does he use the word Zeklav Gadol B'Din? So the Gemara says to tell you that not only is it we follow this, whatever this cloud, this thing, whatever it is, there's depending on what we decide the words are referring to, but it's so much, we follow it so much that we even go against the right. So the simple reading of the memory is, you know, he's talking about Marikama, because that's what you have to say. And he's saying that even the Marikama, we follow against the right. Fine. But the Shev Shemaitza says, but Farish, that that's not true. Because the Shev Shemaitza says that there's a rule in all Shas called Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. And if you, and a Marikama is just a simple chazaka, and it's no different than any other chazaka. And every chazaka, we have a rule, Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. So there's no reason under the sun why we would follow Marikama against the right. It's against the principle, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. So the Shev Shemaitza says that when the Gemara says that we follow Muktzik of Evaraya against the Rav, it's only referring to a Muktzik. He gives a Svara because he says that a Muktzik is a super chazaka, because a Muktzik is in the present. It's not based on the past, it's based on the present. Whenever you're based on the present, so it's similar to Rav. Rav is also based on the present. So therefore, in other words, it equals the Rav. So whatever. While Marikam, which is based on the past, so loses to a Rav. Rav is better than all Chazakas, because Rav is in the present. All Chazakas are in the past. Muktzik, which is also in the present, so that's where it equals or wins. So what the Shev Shemaitz is saying, that when the Gemara said, Zu klal gadol b'din, that you beat a rav, is speaking only by a marikama, muktzik, and not a marikama. So now, the Rav Yehuda Merav statement just doesn't jive. He says, Zu Divrei Sumchus. Sumchus says we don't go Basar Marikama. Sumchus agrees we go Basar Muksik. It doesn't, but Achamim say, Hamoz Mechaveir of Araya, we go Basar Marikama. And Zuk Lagod the Bedin, that Muksik beats a right. You're stop mixing apples and oranges in one phrase. What are you talking about? You know, Zuk Lagod the Bedin. Zuk Lagodin is going on what you were talking, what you were going on the thing. You're going on a Mozgave Raya. So the word Mozgave Raya have to have the same meaning. It can't mean, Mozgave Raya can't mean in one, simultaneously only Muksik and only Marikama. It has to be in the same phrase, it has to mean the same thing. I hope that was clear.
Maybe Simchas also holds.
Can you let me say it one more time? I don't have it clearly yet.
The words Amoytzem Mechavev Araya in this memra of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel has to refer either to Muksik or to Marikama or to both. But it can't refer, you can't read a phrase. Yeah, I said a sentence. I'll give you a sentence. I say, Charlie is very smart. He's also very tall, right? So what does that mean? How is that true? Well, Charlie Chaplin is very smart, and Charlie, who's a different Charlie, I forgot what other Charlie, who's a different Charlie?
Smith.
What?
Smith.
Barkley?
Okay.
Charlie Charles Barkley. Right? You can't say that.
Think of a real person.
Talking about when, if you said two things about Charlie, you're talking, the word Charlie is an ambiguous word. There are more than one Charlie in the world. And Akinami, we don't know which Charlie you're talking about. But you're only talking about one. If I say Charlie is very smart and also very tall, so I can't say, well, one half of the sentence you're talking about one Charlie, and the other half of the sentence are the different Charlie, right? It has to be, the whole sentence has to be talking about the same Charlie. You want to say the whole sentence is talking about Charlie Smith? Fine. The whole sentence talking about Charlie Chaplin? Fine. The whole sentence talking about a different Charlie? Fine. The whole sentence about every single Charlie in the whole world? Fine. But you can't say that half the sentence is only true by one Charlie, and it's not true by the other, and the other half is only true by one and not the other, right? That would be impossible, right? Right. So far, that's a decent muscle. Are we okay with the muscle?
I could not have thought of a clearer muscle.
Okay. So now, Hamoz Mechavei Haraya is like saying Charlie. The words Hamoz Mechavei Haraya is an ambiguous phrase. It sometimes means Muksik. Sometimes it means Marikama. Sometimes it might even mean both. But it has to be consistent throughout the phrase of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So now the Shmaitzah, now when he says Zeh Klal Gadol, the Gemara says it means a pizza right. The Shev Shmaitzah says Beferish, only a Muksik pizza right, not a Marikama. Okay. So then, if that's the case, so when he said, Hamotze mechaveiro one of araya zeh klal gadol badin is bitzarayv. That means when he was referring to hamotze mechaveiro araya, those words meant only muksik, not marikama. Otherwise, he's lying. He can't say zeh klal gadol badin bitzarayv if marikama doesn't beat arayv. And that's pshat is the word zeh klal hamotze mechaveiro araya was referring to a muksik. That's what you have to say. Yet, Taisa says that Sumchus doesn't argue by Muksik. Sumchus only argues by Marikama. So when he's coming to say that the Achamim argue with Sumchus and holds a Mutkav Everaya, the word the Mutkav Everaya has to mean Marikama. So it's inconsistent. What does the word the Mutkav Everaya mean in this membrane, this line? Does it mean Muksik? Does it mean Marikama? in order to explain why the Chachamim argue with Simchas, it has to mean Marikama, because can't mean Muxik, because Simchas also agrees to Muxik. On the other hand, to explain that if beats arrive, it has to mean Muxik and not Marikama. So it doesn't make sense. You're translating the same words in the same sentence, meaning two different meanings in the same sentence. You can't do that. All right,
maybe if there's no drawer to Mamina, then Simchas would take a hold, right? That a Muxik is stronger because the Rav is not a Raya in that case. So Moitz Mechave over Raya in the Hanani when there's no drawer to Mamina. But if there's a Marikama, there's drawer to Mamina.
I lost you. What?
If there's a Marikama, drawer to Mamina, right, then he holds Chalkin. But if there's no drawer to Mamina, like Shmuel's case, then even Simchas would be Moitz that a Moitz Mechave Raya. Without drawer to Mamina, the kick of drawer to Mamina, in a Hanami, a Muxik is stronger even against a Rav. Simchas himself would hold that.
We're changing the case. We're talking in this case. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel is talking in this case.
Right.
The Chachamim argue with Simchas, and they say Amot Kaver Raya. That means when there's Drar de Mamayna,
that's just
the Chachamim say Amot. If there's no Drar de Mamayna, Simchas also agrees to go Baser Marikama.
No. That case is Drar de Mamayna. There's a Marikama. That's a Machlekes Marikama. What do we do by Marikama? Not a regular Muxik. That's talking about Marikama.
By Marikama, by Drar de Mamayna.
That's Machlekes. That's Machlekes.
Amot Kaver Raya. That cloud God of Adin.
That's another din of Shmuel that's saying the halacha that even Shmuel will be meida. Shmuel says even Simchas will be meida. When it comes to a Muxik undrawn to Mamina, they would all agree.
I don't know. I don't see how you can do such a thing. If we're talking, when you said the sentence, you're saying Marikama. And then how can you tell me Zeklav Godo Zeklav Godo means Muxik? I still don't see how you answer the question.
No, in the rules of Muxik, if there's no drawer to Mamina, everybody would agree that's even though Rav is a beer, but Rav should be a Taka Raya. Rav is a Raya. The whole time Rav was saying Rav is a beer, it's a Raya.
I lost you. So Rav loses to a Marikama, right?
Rav does not lose to a Marikama. It depends.
The Schmeitzer says. Marikama is a chazak in the past. So Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adit. And Marikama loses to Rav. So when Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel said, Zeklau Godo Bedin, that you beat a Rav, he can only be referring to a Muxik, not a Marikama. How can he be talking? He's talking two sides of his mouth. The words has to mean the same thing. The first half of the sentence, it means Marikama. And in the second part of the same phrase, he only said the word once. But when he says, I'm arguing with Simchas, he means Marikama. He says, and I hold it's a cloud god, though, he means a Muxik. It can't be.
By the case of our Mishnah, there's a real Muxik there. That's the Muxik the Hashta.
Taisa says our Mishnah doesn't have a Muxik. If our Mishnah had a Muxik,
how does the Shmaitz understand that? How does the Shmaitz understand the Chachamim there?
Taisa says in our Mishnah we're going in Rabbi Akiva of Yuchlad Ashur, and there's no Muxik. There's only a Marikama.
Why isn't the Rav? Well, that's Bob Basra. I'm saying, but why doesn't no? Bob Basra holds is a Rav there. But I'm saying,
okay. Well, anyway, so let us go further. So that was a question that we asked yesterday. A gavaldika, gavaldika question. Now there's a word Amos Gavevaraya has to be consistent, has to mean one thing in the phrase, right? So what do we answer? So we wanted to say yesterday, I don't know if you people caught it. I'm not sure if you did catch it, you didn't catch it. If I don't know, if I knew what I was saying yesterday, but I think it was beautiful. So I want to say it again. We want to say that it's not a mudna thing. How do you explain that the same phrase can refer to muktzik and refer to a marikama? It's not a mudna thing. If muktzik and marikama are two separate things, how does one phrase mean both of them? So we're trying to say, I don't know whether it's always, but at least in this case, that here the words Mozim and Chavaraya don't really mean muktzik, and they don't mean marikama either. They mean something else. They mean mandikavile keva, yelachabe asya. That's what the words Amotskavaraya means. Amotskavaraya means that not that you lose because there's a raya against you. You lose because you have to bring a raya. You have to bring a raya means, listen, we don't have any raya necessarily against you, but you have to bring the raya. It's a burden of proof is on you. So the burden of proof is on you. You bring a raya. We're not saying that we have a proof against you. Maybe we don't have a proof against you. The burden of proof is on you. So the words Hamas Gaveraya, it doesn't mean muksik. It doesn't mean marikama. It means mandakov elekeva. Sumkis and the Rabbanan argue on the principle of mandakov elekeva, meaning Sumkis holds, at least when he's drawing the Mamina. What's mandakov elekeva? Mandakov elekeva means that there's a yashris. Then when we don't know what to do, we leave it where it is. So the halacha has to have a din. What are you supposed to do when we don't know what to do? Because when we don't know the facts, what do we do? If we have a beer, okay, we fine. What do we do when we don't have a beer? So by Issa, we know what you're supposed to do. Something that I said, what do you do by mammon when you don't, when you have a real suffix? It's an interest, it's a shaita. So Sumcha says that what you're supposed to do when you have a real suffix, when it's dry, at least when it's dry to mina, is mammon amukta b'suffix hokim. The yashris, what the Torah says, if you don't know what to do, you know what you do? Hokim. The Rabbanan say, no, that's not the Yashris. The Yashris is man de kavir ekeva yedach lebeyasya. That we, what do? We leave it where it is. We leave it in status quo. So there's a basic machlokes in Sumchas and the Rabbanan. What is the approach that you're supposed to do by a suffix? Now that machlokes, whether or not you accept the principle of man de kavir ekeva, will have ramifications.
Rabbi.
Will have ramifications when there's only a muksik, and it will have ramifications when there's it'll have ramifications when there's only a marikama, and it'll have ramifications when there's a muksik fighting a rite.
Rabbi. Can I ask a question?
I don't know. I'm just in the middle of the air. I'm flying.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's your question?
So Rebbe's saying that when it comes to Isser, we know. In other words, the problem is we have to find the Svara because it's a Svara. So it has to make sense.
I didn't say you have to have a Svara. I said you have to have a Halacha. You have to know. There has to be a halacha. What does the Torah want me to do when there's a suffix? I don't know if it's a svara, it's a pasuk, it can be whatever it wants, but we need a direction. There has to be a hashkafa. There are sometimes in life you don't know what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So there are klodei halacha for that. By Isser, we have a klodim. We have a klodim, suffix deraisa the chumra. Savik Rabban the Kula. We have a cloud. Rosh Yeshiva was very big and called Sheva Al Tasa Adif. Right? That if you don't know what to do, And assuming either one, there's no Isser involved. You know, there's either one, whatever you do might be an Isser. So we said, Shav out Asir. She was very big on that one. Felt that many people are over on that because people have they're in a rush to have to do something. She said, you don't know what to do. You know, there are two choices. You don't know which one's right. You don't know which one is the Aveira and which one is the Mitzvah. Shav out Asir. So there are, by Yisurim, there are halachic parameters. Hashkaf, the Torah gave us Gidore halacha. What do you do when you don't know what to do? So that's good by Isser. What happens by Mammon? When you don't know whose money it is, what do we do? Right? My pen gets mixed up with your pen. We don't know whose pen it is. Now, what do we do? It happens all the time. I don't know. I don't remember if I paid you or if I didn't pay you. What do I do? Should I pay you again or shouldn't I pay you again? I'm not sure. I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. There are many, many cases in life where people have sveikas, if they owe the money or not. So what do we do? So there's a machlekes, sumchas, and the rabbanon, what the Torah wants you to do when you don't know what you're supposed to do. Sumchas says, if it's drawer the minor, if it's not drawer the minor, sumchas might agree to the rabbanon. But if it's drawer the minor,
I don't remember what
Jordan Devona
is.
Okay, Jordan Devona means called Yesh Sophic Lebezin Belitainosayim. That is an intrinsic Sophic. So, Sumpa says when it's a Jordan Devona, what you're supposed to do is Yachleiku. Because there's a Yashris. Mamin Amuto Besophic Choken. There's a certain Yashris. Mamin Amuto Besophic Choken. Therefore, the Yashris is you're supposed to do Yachleiku. Now, what happens if those who remember the Shiva's Baba
Mitzvah? On that step. The Sumchas here, Kavli Keva on that step. Is there a fighting?
No, one second. Let me try and go. I would claim that Sumchas never heard the Svara Manda Kavli Keva, at least when it's dried to Mina.
Oh.
When it's not Dried the Mina, maybe it's different. But it's Dried the Mina, Sumchas does not have the Svara of Manda Kavli Keva. He has the Svara of Mamin Amuta Besafik Chokin. That's what you're supposed to do. The Svara wants you to do Chokin.
Last week we settled that he holds how much Mechavir Alvaraya when there's no Dried the Mina, I thought.
Okay, I don't know, but I'm done when there is Dried the Mina. When there is Dried the Mina, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe not. He definitely paskins because it's getting confusing because the confusion why today we're much more sophisticated than last week is because there's a power of Marikama without Mamin Amot V'Safek Chokin. And I said it wrong. There's a power of Marikama without Mandikov and Akeva. There's Marikama because it's a Chazak of the Meikara. There's a power of Muksik without a Mandikov and Akeva. They work, even without Mandikov and Akeva, they work as a power. But what happens is that Mandikov and Akeva can add to the Muksik, can add to the Marikama to make them even stronger. But they even without Mandat Kavanah Keva, then said they're powers too. So what we're saying, getting back here, we're saying this. So the Machlokes, Sumchas and the Rabbanan is that Sumchas does not hold of a Mandat Kavanah Keva when there is a Dror D'Mayna. Says what Hashem wants you to do is Yachloiko, is Mamad Amut Desavei Chokin. And that makes, you know, with the typist and Baba with the Rabbi Khanan writes, that causes that it makes it to Tavayah Muktakim, and then it even beats the Marikama. I don't know if you people remember the Pilpul share. Meshiva had a very famous Pilpul share called the superstructure, that even if the Birer comes in later, Mamanamutasave came in first and makes you into Tarvayu Muktzakim, and then the other Sfaris can't come in anymore. But okay, that might be relevant, so I had to throw it in. But the Maisa, the Sumchit Sfaris is that Mamanamutasave Chokin comes in right away. He doesn't hold, no, sorry, Mamanamutasave, yeah. Rabbanan say, no, what the Torah wants you to do is Mamanamutasave Chokin. So now comes out the beauty. Now let's say, for example, has a muktzik against a rive. So Sumchis also holds a muktzik. And Sumchis holds that muktzik beats out Mamana Mutvesave Kalkin, which is very logical, point, because the way Tysis explains Mamana Mutvesave Kalkin is that it's a yashris. The yashris makes you a lumdish muktzik. But a lumdish muktzik, there's a general rule in Shas that a lumdish thing is never as good as the real mikoy. So the fact that according to Sumchis, Mamana Mutvesave Kalkin makes you into a lumdish muktzik can't beat a real muktzik. A lumdish muktzik can beat a marikama because I'm a lumdish muktzik and you're only a marikama. But if I'm a lumdish muktzik and you're a real muktzik, so then a lumdish muktzik loses to a real muktzik. Right? But avodah zarah is worse than koheis. Anything which is a ki'ido is never as good as a real thing. But if I use margarine instead of butter, butter will always be better. So a substitute is never as good as a real thing.
But so is also not a real thing.
What?
Rabbi Akiva is also not the real thing.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't do it. I don't know where Rabbi Akiva came in. So I'm doing it in some place. According to Tysis, Tysis says that Sumchis argues only by Marikama, not by Muktzik. So it's very logical because Pshat and Sumchis is, Tysis and Bar Metzia says, that Mamana Mutvesave Chokin create that in Lumdis, you're both muktzik. You're not physically muktzik. You're not actually holding it, but you're halachically holding it. The fact that there was a psak din that wants to give it to you gives you a lumdish holding. So Sumchis holds that you're lumdishly holding. A lumdish holding can beat a marikama. A lumdish holding loses to a muktzik. Okay. So Sumchis would agree that a muktzik is stronger than Mamana Mutvesave Chokin, and the Muktzik wins. Okay. Now, what would Sumchis say if a Muktzik is fighting against a Reiv? So we said last week that a Muktzik against a Reiv should really be a standoff, because the Shef Shemaitza says that a Muktzik and a Reiv, they're both in the present. And since they're both in the present, it should be a standoff. The only reason why the muktzik wins is because it has a assist with the svara of man the kavod ekeva, right? We said that was muchruch in the Gemara on Memvav Amid Beis, because we asked the kasha on the Shmaitza. According to the Shmaitza, why did the Gemara that muktzik is a force? Why the Gemara have to say this sort of mandikov and ekeva? Just say muktzik works because it's a force. It's a chazaka of the me kara in the present. So why the Gemara mention mandikov and ekeva? So
I mean,
what's
the chazaka of the me kara in the present?
It's working through the lumdis of bayis haminuga, except that it's a super bayis haminuga because it's in the present. So that's the Shef Shemaitza says. So if Muktzik is a super chazaka, why did the Gemara have to say that Muktzik worked through Mandikov and Akeva? Let the Gemara say Muktzik works through chazaka of Abai Saminuga. That was our question of last week. So we answered that Enochinami, if the Muktzik's not fighting a Rai, you wouldn't need Mandikov and Akeva. The Muktzik would win all by itself. But if the Muktzik is fighting a Rive, then it should be a standoff. And if there's a standoff, then what do? So that's why you need the Sara Madikov and Akeva. So that means, assuming that's what we said last week, I hope that's what we said, that is what we said last week. I don't know if I hope people remember. So if that's what we said last week is right, so then Sumchus, who doesn't hold the Sara Madikov and Akeva, Sumchus, who holds the Sara of Mamana Mutnesavek Hoken, it would come out that if you had a rave against a muksik, we would say yachleiku. That's what would come out. Because the rave, even though Simchas agrees to muksik, but he only agrees to muksik when it's not fighting a rave. Muksik is fighting without a rave, is not fighting a rave, and it doesn't need an assist. It works because it's a chazaka kamay. It's a no worse than any other chazaka. It's even a super chazaka.
Could it be a svara like we have by Trey, that there isn't any more, meaning a virtual muksik can't help a muksik any more than the muksik already is?
I don't know. Why do
I? How can a muksik plus a virtual muksik be any stronger than a muksik itself?
Okay, so what I don't, I have no, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're, what's that, how that.
So it doesn't sound like Sumchas comes into play here. I'm not sure what the halacha should be, but.
So if you have a, Sumchas says, I don't know, we're saying like this, we're saying that you have a rive against a muksik. It's a standoff. It's a standoff, and according to Sumchas, whenever we have a standoff, the Azraz is Maman Amut Mesavik Hoken.
So the virtual Musik only.
There's no virtual Musik. Now forget about virtual Musik. You don't need virtual Musik. You only need the virtual Musik to beat a Marikama or a Bar of the Shema. I'm not using virtual Musik. I have a physical Musik. You have a rive. There's a standoff. Since there's a standoff, according to Sumpis, Maman Amut Mesavik Hoken. Fine. So that's what should be. According to the Rabbanan, the reason why we don't say Chalkim is because it's a standoff, and then comes in the principle of Man the Kavod Akeva. So it comes out like this. It comes out.
Maybe according to this step, the way you're reading the Gemara, according to Tosfos' answer, is that they don't really need Amutzim Chaver of Olavaraya in the case of Muxik, only in the case where is Marikama.
Tosis
asking his question, he understands the Mishnah the other way, where it's talking about Muxik, which case the only way you'd be able to read the Gemara is Amotzi Mechavel of Arayas talking to the Muxik. So how does Tosis switch from the question to the answer to all of a sudden having a totally different definition of Muxik, of Amotzi Mechavel?
Fine, because Amotzi Mechavel Raya is, you see in the, it's not my doing. You see that in Tysus, that Amot Gavei Raya can refer to Muxik and refer to Marikama. So the answer I'm saying, because Amot Gavei Raya means Man the Kavod Akeva, and Man the Kavod Akeva can be used as an assist to Muxik, it can be used as an assist to Marikama. You can use for both, depending whichever one you want. So let me ask you two hard questions. You're going to be with the half a minute. Something that tells us the way we're reading like this. How are we answering the question that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, do the Rei Sumchus? This is Sumchus. Sumchus doesn't hold the Amari Kama because he holds that a man that Maman Amutav Esafek Chalkin is what is the Yashris by Esafek, which creates Tarvayu Muktzakim. And the Tarvayu Muktzakim beat out a Marikama. Therefore, Sumchus doesn't go but to the Marikama. Avo Achamim Aymim, there's a principle of Amotzi Mechaver of Araya. We don't say the rule of Maman Amotzi Mechaver Chokim. We say Amotzi Mechaver of Araya. Therefore, that statement that the Chachamim hold the Amotzi Mechaver of Araya has two totally different ramifications, but it's all a result of one fact. The fact that the Rabbanan hold of the principle of Man the Kavod Akeva has two totally unrelated ramifications. One ramification is that a marikama will work even by drawing the mamina, because we don't create an automatic thing that they're both muksik, because we don't hold the mamina mutta safek halkin. So by saying that there are bond and hold of a mitzvah of Evaraya, that causes that marikama works. That marikama works. It also causes that a roi, a muksik, beats a roi. Because otherwise, even though it's a standoff, you have mandikov and a keva. So by saying, in other words, enochinami, the din of the braisa is telling you dinim by two different, there are ramifications by marikama and ramifications by a muksik, but it's all based on one point, because he holds of the principle of mandikov and a keva. So it fits perfectly in his lashon. He's saying, "Achamim omrim, man, I hold the man the kavod I gave him. What does that do for me? It does a lot of things. It does that when there's a marikama, the marikama wins, and it does that when you have a roi versus a muksik, the muksik wins. So the fact that there are two unrelated results is not a problem, because they're both stemming from the same point. I'm sure I lost a lot of people. First of all, because it's very hard to follow this if you don't have clear what we said last week. So I apologize. We're not supposed to do that. But okay, not everyone was even here last week. But based on what we said last week, I think it's worked out very nicely.
So is Rebbe saying that we have the person who got damaged, he has yuchzik in the other animal?
Wait, you're in Sumchus or in the Rabbanan?
What?
You're in Sumchus or the Rabbanan?
Sumchus.
In Sumchus, Sumchus holds a Mamana Mukta Sumchus Chalkin. So right. The automatic sack before anything happens is that we say Mamana Mukta Sumchus Chalkin, and they each become Muksik in half.
Except if there's a real Muksik here.
Except if there's a real Muksik, so the real Muksik beats.
Rove animals don't get gored. Rove babies don't get killed by, aren't born dead. Whatever it is that what we're saying? What's going on?
I don't know. I didn't say anything about it right here. That makes a problem. I left that out. Please don't bring
that. That could be the rove versus.
I don't know anything about a rove in our Mishnah. According to. I don't know.
That could be the rove and the muksik, as I'm saying.
No. Please. I can't go there. That's going to make trouble for me. If Taisus says that our Mishnah does not have a muksik, only a marikama, and marikama doesn't beat a rove, then you can't make a case. I don't know if you make a case that there's a rove in our Mishnah. I don't know.
Maybe the Shmaitzer goes through that. The Shmaitzer goes through that as a question on his pshat, and that rove is motzi from a marikama. So,
right, but maybe pshat because we're in sumchus, and in sumchus you get a muksik. But okay, anyway, I don't know.
Say you could have a muksik versus the rove.
Okay, do me a favor. Let's leave out whether
okay,
there's a rove
and there's no rove and there's no muksik. Okay,
we leave out the rove, please.
Okay, why is there no muksik?
And where?
In the case
in
of
our Mishnah?
Yes.
Because it's Rabbi Akiva of Yuchlan Ashur.
And Rabbi Akiva's understanding of Yuchlan is no muksik?
And Rabbi Akiva's understanding, that's what Taisus says, that since according to Rabbi Akiva, the diyun is on who owns the gor, and the gor is in the agam, so there's no muksik. The subject's not on money. There's no issue about paying money. The issue is who owns the animal. And there's no muksik on the animal because the animal's in the agam.
It has to be the animal's in the agam.
Right.
However,
there is a marikama. So according to Sumchus, there's an automatic sacked in a mamon amutvasavik halkin that comes in first.
So according to Sumchus, it comes in before the marikama?
It comes in before the marikama. It comes in before anything. According to Simchas Maman Amud Besavik Hoken, comes in immediately. It comes in the first. That seems the way where they understand Simchas. That somehow or another, Maman Amud Besavik Hoken comes in first.
Because it makes the act
like you, and turns you into a muksik, and then the muksik is what beats the marikama. It's not that Maman Amut Besavik beats the marikama, because Maman Amut Besavik is only on Hagas Sveikis. Maman Amut Besavik can't beat a marikama, because marikama is a beer, and Maman Amut Besavik is just a gashus of what to do misafik. Not in Sumpas is that Maman Amut Besavik comes in immediately, makes you a psakdin of Yachlaiku. The psakdin of Yachlaiku makes Tarvayu Muktsakim, and then the Tarvayu Muktsakim beats the Marikama. I know that was Rashiva's superstructure, right? That was Rashiva had like a pupu share in Sumchis, that the psakdin makes you muksik. So you become muksik, the psakdin comes in before there's a first psakdin. Before they take in all the considerations.
Which is that Rabbi Chanan?
What?
Is that the Rabbi Chanan you were trying to show us?
Yes, that was Rabbi Chanan, yes. Anyway, I don't know exactly, but yes, that's so.
Only works according to Sumchas,
what happens is Maman Amut Besavik makes each of them muksik in half. Now that they're both muksik in half, it depends. If the muksik comes in, so a real muksik can beat a lamdisha muksik. And therefore, the muksik wins, even without Maman Amut Besavik, even without Mandi Kovnei Keva, because it's a real muksik, which is a muksik a chazak in the present, a real muksik versus a lamdisha muksik. Real muksik is better than a lamdisha muksik. So you don't need Simchas doesn't hold the Mandi Kovnei Keva, but so what? A real muksik can beat a lamdisha muksik without the assist of Mandi Kovnei Keva.
When the Gemara says that the Mishnah is good according to Simchas, that only works if the cow's in the Naga.
That's what Taisa says. I don't need that's Taisa. Taisa says that black and white. I didn't make that up. So the case is again. So Simchas, the Apshah and the Mishnah is the cow's in the Agam. There's no muksik. If there'd been a muksik, then the real muksik would beat the lamdisha muksik, even though there's no svara mandikovile keva, and the muksik would win. If there's a marikama, so if I care, the lamdisha muksik beats the marikama, and the lamdisha muksik win. If there's a rive, then the arrive is arrive, according to Simchas, what would happen is you'd have the rive fighting a lamdisha muksik. It would be a standoff, because a lamdisha muksik is no better than a real muksik, which is only equal to a rive. It's a standoff. And since Simchas doesn't have the principle of mandikov in a keva, he has the principle of mana muktasavik hokim. So when you have a standoff, you say yachlaiku. So the words of Rav Yehuda Merah Shmuel is very good. Zu divrei Simchas. Simchas is the one that doesn't hold of mandikov in a keva. But the Achamim say they hold of amaitzi mechaveiro on a varaya. That means that they hold mandikov in a keva. Mimeire, we're going to go buster. Mimeire, we go buster the marikama. Mimeire, we do not listen to the rive against the muksik. So by saying man that the Rabbanan hold of Amotz Chavei V'Raya, you're creating two halachic nafkaminas between Simchas and the Rabbanan. So that's okay. It's because of one yisoid that Simchas doesn't hold the man that Kavanei Keva and the Rabbanan hold the man that Kavanei Keva, that make two totally ramifications. Okay, anyway, I think this is a little complicated, but to me it sounds beautiful. No, Shamir, is on the beautiful? Sounds gorgeous.
I need to hear it a couple more times, Rabbi.
Okay, but you can play over
my head's time. A little broken. Sorry.
I'm not the recording later.
This is a cop-out answer. But
what did Rabbi say?
You weren't here last week.
I accept responsibility.
I don't know if it's possible to really follow. You know, like we've been building up for this sugya for a week, or maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. So, because we asked a question last week on the Shmaitza, we did the Shmaitza and the Kashin Gwaran Dab Mem Vav. So it's like it's not really fair. So to walk in, but okay, I'm gonna stop that, but I do have a meeting. The question is, what do we do tomorrow? Do we go over this again, or Ivey to go over it again? We monashot those people that follow will follow. Those people won't follow and I'll just lose everyone again.
Maybe you can have like a base minus shirt. Maybe you can have like a base minus shirt for me.
You gotta go over it 100 times, Rebbe.
All right.
Maybe we can have a non-hacking shirt.
If anyone has any questions, some more, we'll see.
Rebbe, just one question. I mean, one thing.